Section 4. Dealing with Danger. This section of the insect zoo is 9 feet wide, with two side walls angling in to meet a center wall that is parallel to the hallway, with a ledge along the entire section. The center wall has a large image with a button below, flanked by two enclosures. The right side wall has three enclosures. The left side has a video screen, a photograph, and two displays with preserved specimens. This section focuses on defenses that insects use against birds and other enemies. Some use sharp spines or foul odors. For many species, their appearance helps them deal with danger. Some use camouflage, escaping notice by looking like parts of their surroundings. Others use bright colors to warn predators they are toxic. Some species mimic the colors or shapes of something toxic or ferocious, whether or not they have those defenses too. In the center wall, a large pane is set in the middle with a button on the ledge below. It shows an illustrated forest scene, a tree trunk reaching up on the right and grass, bushes, and pink flowers growing on the ground. A close look may reveal outlines of camouflaged insects. Pushing the button below lights up parts of the image, revealing a beetle with long antennae and a moth on the trunk, a leaf-like insect hanging in the branches, a long stick-like insect, and a katydid in the bushes, and a mantis hiding among the flowers. The enclosure to the left contains McClay's Spectre walking sticks. They are amazing look-alikes. Its eggs look like seeds. The nymphs resemble venomous ants, and adults are camouflaged as plants. Inside the enclosure is a bundle of branches with green leaves. Hiding among the branches are long insects in shades of brown and tan. The adult males are thin, 9 centimeters long, and look like long rolled up dead leaves with mottled brown coloring. The adult females are slightly longer and wider, a lighter brown color, and are prickly looking, like rough bark. A clear plastic hatchery with eggs and nymphs is on the ground. The eggs are about the size and shape of a popcorn kernel, with white and brown markings. The smallest nymphs have dark, thin bodies with a large red head. The right side enclosure contains jungle nymphs, which have spikes and can give off a chemical smell or hiss if threatened. The brown males and larger green females both blend into the branches in the enclosure. The wall to the right has eastern lubber grasshoppers in the leftmost enclosure. The adults of these large grasshoppers have bright warning colors, mixtures of yellows, oranges, and reds with black markings. The center enclosure contains milkweed bugs. Their red and black color warns of the toxins stored in their bodies gained from eating milkweed, pods of which may be found in the enclosure. The adult milkweed bugs are about the size and shape of large sunflower seeds, colored black and reddish-orange. The nymphs are more bulbous, colored mostly orange with some black markings. The rightmost enclosure contains giant walking leaf insects. They are flattened and light green, with leaf-like vein patterns and some symmetrical patches of brownish red. The left wall has examples of mimicry. You may hear narration from a video screen at the lower left that shows a bird encountering its first monarch butterfly. A bird that eats a toxic-laden monarch even once is likely to avoid orange and black butterflies and other similarly colored insects after that. On the ledge below, an inset display contains two orange and black butterflies, a viceroy and a monarch butterfly. On the right, an inset box with a sliding lens has pinned specimens, showing how some insects mimic more ferocious bees and wasps. Above, a photo shows a bee on a purple thistle flower. The next section continues to the left. Follow the wall to the left to where it turns.